Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The consequences of now Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the United States Supreme Court, having gone through this most contentious nomination confirmation process in American history, what does it mean for the future of the court and even this coming November? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, Matt, that name and title just kind of rolls off your tongue now.
It's Justice, nice, isn't it? Justice Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh.
After so long, you realize that he was nominated July 9th. How many months we've gone through all this, and finally we can say Justice Kavanaugh.
Justice Kavanaugh, more documents in history than any other Supreme Court nominee.
More questions.
More questions answered.
More delays.
Yeah, more attempts to, next to Clarence Thomas, destroy a man.
Right.
Well, yeah, it was like the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill debacle on steroids. I mean, they doubled, you know, even Clarence Thomas wasn't accused of leading a mob of gang rapists.
No, and like in the Clarence Thomas case, the FBI investigation found no corroborating evidence. Here, they found no corroborating evidence. In fact, Matt, in this case, the FBI found that the woman, Kaiser, who was mentioned by Christine Blasey Ford as a possible witness to the incidents involving allegedly Brett Kavanaugh, and she said that she has no knowledge of it, she was approached by a retired FBI agent. And that retired FBI agent asked Kaiser to change her story. Now, who is this retired FBI agent? Well, amazingly, that retired FBI agent is the person that Ford taught how to pass a lie detector test in order to become an FBI agent. So here you have Ford lying under oath that she had never coached anybody to take a lie detector test, and yet she did coach this woman how to pass a lie detector test so she could become a federal employee with the FBI. Now that person that ultimately was coached by Ford, then went to Kaiser and asked her, would you change your story? Would you corroborate the story of Ford? And she refused to do so. All that came out of this subsequent FBI investigation when they communicated with this woman by the name of Kaiser.
And that's why I believe Dianne Feinstein and others did not want the FBI investigation to even be released, because it further exonerated, as President Trump said at the ceremonial swearing in the White House, he said it proved Kavanaugh's innocence. And let's not forget, not just Kaiser, who said she didn't even know Justice Kavanaugh, but every other witness, so-called, I say that in air quotes, that Ford named as having firsthand knowledge of that party and the so-called, you know, the alleged events of that evening, every single one of them denied it. So when we say no corroborating evidence, right, in fact, it's a little stronger than that.
Right.
It's evidence that is exculpatory, that right, would tend toward exonerating Justice Kavanaugh.
Exactly. But considering that, say, Ford lied under oath, is there not some prosecution
there
that
is
needs to happen on that?
The question is whether or not Attorney General Jeff Sessions would have the tenacity to go after them. Yeah. And I doubt that, but he should. They should actually be prosecuted for lying under oath and attempting to destroy a person.
Yeah, they should be, but this wasn't a legal or judicial proceeding. It was a political proceeding. And
but they still swear to tell the truth.
Right.
Absolutely. But all I'm saying is it's probably in the Republicans' mind, I disagree, but it's probably too much of a political hot potato in their mind.
I know. But here's the thing. What's the consequences of him being on the bench? Let's look at from the United States Supreme Court for example. There could be a case, even as early as this term, going before the Supreme Court on abortion, or certainly within the next term. No question there'll be at least an abortion case within the first or second term, either by the end of June of 2019 or by the end of June of 2020. You're going to see a case regarding abortion before the Supreme Court. I think that Justice Kavanaugh will ultimately be one of those votes against abortion just by simply following the Constitution and being someone who is bound to interpret, not make the law. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be significant issues coming before the Supreme Court. And I am glad, in fact, there's a transgender case, if you will, regarding Title IX and schools that may well be before the court this term. And I am so glad that Kennedy is not on the bench because, as we know, he's been someone on the forefront of the LGBT / same-sex marriage agenda on the United States Supreme Court. So I think you're going to see a major impact. And you're even starting to see a lot of the liberal pundits, they now admit, and thus the reason why they were so opposed, that there's going to be a change in the direction of the Supreme Court for decades to come because of this confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But also, when we look at the upcoming election in November, I think that the American people and some of those that were on the sidelines as to what they're going to do in November have gotten energized by this. And you see a stark contrast between different kind of worldviews. And which one do you want leading the country? Do you want some particular worldview led by certain people that are running for office that ultimately will put aside due process in order to reach their objective, literally put aside the rule of law, switch innocent until proven guilty to guilty until proven innocent? Mm-hmm. So I think there is a huge implication that you'll see this coming November.
Well, we know there is. The polls have already shown that that so-called enthusiasm gap that Democrats had has completely evaporated, that it and has been switched over to Republicans. And obviously, Liberty Counsel is a nonpartisan organization. But President Trump, he summed it up. He said, you don't hand matches to an arsonist and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob. Democrats have become too extreme and too dangerous to govern. Republicans believe in the rule of law, not the rule of the mob. And then President Trump says, vote Republican. But I tell you what, you know, I saw moderate Democrats leaving the left, leaving the mob rule, the leftist mob in droves here. I think that that this whole character assassination has galvanized people, never Trumpers, Republicans, even Democrats and moderate Democrats. They've been galvanized to vote, not necessarily Democrat or Republican, but to vote for the rule of law, for decency, and for the constitutional process.
And, you know, we as Christians, as the church, have the privilege to put those leaders in office. So we don't have the right to be apathetic, to sit around and say, well, it doesn't matter what I vote, because it is so important. And I think we really see that magnified now as we've gone through this process with Justice Kavanaugh.
I think what you see is the willingness literally to burn down the system. So when Trump says you don't give matches to an arsonist, what you saw were arsonists. Mm-hmm. You saw them inside the Senate Judiciary Committee, even those that were sitting on the platform that are part of the Judiciary Committee, like Senator Booker and Kamala Harris and others, that were literally willing to burn down the entire process of the rule of law and due process. And then you found them inside the galley and outside. You even saw them, for example, during the vote. It was almost like a demonic yell scream that when we were watching that vote and they were up on the upper galley and they would just scream to interrupt the charades, the scratching on the United States Supreme Court door, the clawing, the banging on the Supreme Court door. That's a side of America that America got a chance to see. And frankly, I don't think that's the side of America that most Americans want. So I think you're going to not only have an impact on the United States Supreme Court, no question, regarding future cases, but also this coming November. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a DVD. We want you to get it out to pastors and churches called Silence is Not an Option. Silence is Not an Option. It also includes our Patriot Handbook that talks about the rights of pastors and churches regarding political activity. Order the Silence is Not an Option DVD with the handbook and get it out to as many pastors and churches as possible. Go to lc.org. You can call us. All the information is there on the website, lc.org. You can also support Liberty Counsel financially. Go to the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.